rubs your inner thigh over her cock while rubbing her own. Well, it's more of the join between her tail and where her upper human torso is. But you feel the smoothness, softness of the scales. You feel the warmth of her hip there between your legs, rubbing, massaging. Her breasts on either side of your face, she leans down, planting a single kiss on your forehead, pulling you against her, the heat of her, as you just lay atop her, making lazy circles in the lake. Then she pulls you even more closely against her body. Her cock is getting truly hard. It's dripping sticky fluid onto you, her seed oozing out of that length. It's not particularly large, but it's more than enough to make your mind numbed with the possibility of pleasure because she's breathing more intensely, her breasts rising and falling, biting her lip, but still very much drawing you in with her eyes. The glow of that place, the moonlight on the water, cast back over both of you, rendering your world in black and white. You feel as she begins to grind her cock against your inner thigh, using you to get off. It's getting taut and tense, the back muscle, the veins pressing into you, her squeezing you to her in the relaxing, floating position you're in. All you need to do is lay there and be used passively as her toy. At first, it's like you were floating on a pool toy in the lake, but now she's just using you, rubbing you up and down her body, which also introduces friction between your face and her breasts. You capture one of the large, darker colored nipples, sucking on it and just feeling her arch in the water. Still, she maintains flotation, absolutely in control of her position within the water. You feel the wetness of her pussy against your inner thigh, quite apart from any lake wetness, a sticky, viscous ache. You feel the way her cock is jumping, throbbing, even as her pussy parts and spasms within. She's feeling aftershocks because her thighs are shaking around your leg. You notice that there's a cute, high, keening sound, squeaking, desperate ache coming from her as she begins to mount toward a true climax in your arms. You wrap your arms around her as much as you can. She doesn't protest. You feel the water behind her back, the smoothness of her back. Her mouth finds yours. She pulls you away from the nipple, begins kissing you, begins grinding and rutting her cock against you even more firmly. You captured there atop of the aquatic woman. Shape-changing though she may be, she is now utterly at home. She pulls you to her. You see her long hair splayed out in the water. You enjoy the feeling of her against you and just let her do what she will. Her cock is getting closer, and you're feeling it too, somehow, through the kiss, through the touch, through the water around you, the moonlight above you. You feel arousal rise in you even as her cock is beginning to let out more and more copious pre-cum, as her pussy is beginning to part, and you feel thick, viscous fluid oozing out onto your leg. The aching fuck juice of a needy, dripping woman in heat, attached to you, latched onto you, holding you tight, kissing you deep, sliding her tongue in. You feel her against you, and everything about it is comfortable. There is no insistency in the rising arousal. The more you kiss her, the hotter you get, but it's a quiet, polite heat throughout your body, pulling at your consciousness, spiking your arousal upward, upward, throbbing, groaning, eyes rolling, entire body caught in it, throb, throb, ache, move, feel yourself simply letting go, the entirety of you is a shivery wreck. You are against her, and you know now that the more her cock ascends toward climactic release, the more your mind goes with it. You locked into this cycle, laying atop this woman floating in the lake, her breasts against your chest, your mouth locked to hers, her cock pressing against your inner thigh, rolling forward and back, her powerful tail shuttling you around the lake as it sways underwater, your arms around her pulling her to you, she rubbing what passes for her thigh in between